My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor. I think having the respect and the trust of my teammates is a big thing for me. Something that I've really tried to work on over, these last couple years. So, to be named captain, I don't take it lightly. I know it's something that I'm gonna have to work on every single day, just, holding myself to a standard and then, doing that to the guys around me. But I'm thankful and, I'm ready to really just get to work. Yeah, we voted on it, a couple weeks ago or maybe a week ago now. And, Coach McDermott called me up to his office and, just told me that me and Josh were going to be named captains. And, he just said he was proud of me and, ready to see, what I can do this year and, taking another step in really just my leadership. Yeah, it was awesome. I think, the first thing I thought about was just thinking about my first day here and, how everything just seemed so fast and, I was just trying to figure out where to go, trying to be to meetings on time and, just living that life to where I'm at right now. And really just the growth and the journey that I've been on so far and really just appreciating, the good and the bad and, really looking forward to taking that next step and, seeing where that takes me.
There's some natural leadership that comes with your position, I think, with Josh too, but what are some extra steps that you do to make sure, I'm not just a leader by default, I'm doing things to really invest in my teammates?
Yeah, for sure. I think, the main thing for me is just encouraging everybody around me, on and off the field, and then, getting guys together, after practice, before practice, watching tape together, just making sure that we're seeing things the same way, that we're on the same page. I think that's a huge part of our success on defense is, really the communication aspect and making sure all 11 are working as one.
When you, Sean references you as a leader, other players talk about you as a leader. Is that a natural thing for you? Do you feel like you've been that, or is that something you work on and learn and it comes out more now as you progress in your career?
I think a little bit of both. I think naturally playing the position that I play over time, you kind of developed some qualities. And then, being surrounded by a bunch of great leaders all the way from, junior high school, college, and then, my last couple years here, I think you take pieces of people, and where they succeeded and how they led, and you try to incorporate in your own style. And, so I think to answer your question, a little bit of both, honestly. Yeah, high school and college I was. I think, the main thing is really just, building and gaining the trust of the guys around you and, being able to pour back into them. So, whatever I can do to help the guys around me, that's my job and that's what I'm going to try to do as well as, holding myself to a standard.
We've heard officially now that Bobby Babich is going to be calling the defense. What's that going to be like? I know you've got to work with both him and Sean doing it during training camp, the preseason.
Yeah.
But what do you like about Bobby there?
Yeah, I think, you know, Bobby, just his energy, you know, we talk about it a lot, his energy on game day, you know, every day really. And then, you know, I've heard his voice for 2 years now just in the linebacker room, so having it in my helmet doesn't really seem new to me. We worked all spring, all training camp, and, you know, all preseason. So I'm excited for both of us to get the opportunity, you know, to go to work together.
On a personal level, how happy are you?
I'm really happy for him. You know, he works so hard and put so much time in, and you know, just his progression of where he started to where he's at right now, just as the DC. You know, it's been amazing to see. He's one of the guys that you want to play for, and you want to go out there and do the things right, and, you know, execute for him. So, you know, all of us feel that way, and, you know, we're excited for him.
Last year, you take the first year as a starter at linebacker, and this year you're going to have a guy next to you in that same situation. What advice or guidance would you give him based on your own experience and success a year ago?
Yeah, you know, me and Dorian work pretty close together every single day. I think, you know, the things that I've been, you know, trying to tell him is just to maximize his preparation. So, you know, whenever we're out there, he's already played the game in his mind a couple times, and he knows what's coming. You know, we're working together, we're on the same page, and, you know, we're really seeing things the exact same way. And we're spending, like I said earlier, we're spending a lot of time together right now, pre, post practice, even on the sidelines during practice, talking about, you know, how we see things, how we're going to play it, and the communication that we're going to have. So that's the biggest thing I can give him, is really just play the game in your mind before it happens.
There's a lot of, obviously, DeMar gets a lot of attention for things, but he did start 13 games a couple of years ago.
So yep.
You need the guys you trust, and they trust you. From a football perspective, what has he done? What makes him that Sean has the confidence in Bobby to put him out there as a starter right now to start the year?
Yeah, I think you hit on it. You know, he's done it before. He's done it at a high level. And I think, you know, just his confidence within the scheme, within the defense, his physicality, and, you know, just his mentality going into practice, into games. He's a very smart football player. And, you know, we all trust him, and he trusts us. And, you know, I think having that communication daily, and, you know, spending time watching tape together, you know, it ends up becoming second nature. And so when we're out there, we're flowing, we're playing, and, you know, all of our communication is solid and crisp. And I think, you know, once you get to that level, you're kind of out there just playing.
How do you feel with not having Micah and Jordan back there? I know that you've been asked about that, but here we are on the verge of it. Knowing that you had that backstop behind you of knowledge, all the institutional knowledge and defense, now here you are, you're getting ready to go in. What's just the general feel of this defense with two new guys behind?
Yeah, I think we're really confident in T-Rap and D-Ham right now. You know, you hit on it. We had two guys here that were, you know, here for 8 years together or whatever it was, and, you know, they played at a really high level. But me personally, I've worked with D-Ham my rookie year pretty much all year. Me and T-Rap last year worked together a lot. So the communication and, you know, the experience is there. And I think from me to them and from them to me, I think we've all worked together. So, you know, we're excited to go out there and play. You know, we spent a lot of time in OTAs, a lot of time this preseason, and then all the way through training camp, you know, building that relationship, that bond, and, you know, we're excited to go out there and play together.
What's it like for you and the rest of the defense getting ready for Kyler Murray?
Yeah, he's explosive. You know, I think they do a really good job running the ball, physical run game, and then, you know, when they want to throw the ball, he can, you know, take shots deep. He knows coverages and can read coverages well, and you know, he's got a strong arm, and then obviously his scrambling ability. Everybody knows how well he can run with the ball. So, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, really, really sound in our rush lanes and affecting him in the pocket and trying to keep him in the pocket. And then, you know, when he gets out, having all 11 guys get to the ball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
Ooh.
You get quality.
Ah.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.